Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Michelle Kruger.
All right, thank you. All right, and I have the address 3617 Ellis Street. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's see, while I wait for the account to load, I want to verify some of the information. I have an email address, KRUEGRMICHELEL at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. So this is for I had signed up.
The only thing that I signed up for was a $49.95 face cream, and I never even completed my order. I never got a confirmation number because I changed my mind, and now all of a sudden you're taking out $119 for alpha male stuff and $119 for keto stuff, and I never ordered this shit. I never even confirmed my order with you guys, so you shouldn't even be charging me for anything.
Okay, I'll take a look at that for you. Yeah,
I want all of this off my account, and there's two pending transactions for over $200 worth of stuff I didn't order, which needs to get off there right now. I'm in contact with the bank, and I'm in contact with the fraud people because I did not authorize any of this. I didn't even complete my order for the face cream, so you shouldn't even send it to me. I never confirmed my order. You just have my card number, and now you're sending me random stuff that I didn't order.
All right, so you have been transferred to the fraud department. Let me see how I can assist you with this.
All of this needs to get taken off my credit card because I didn't order it.
All right, so this is for
I never completed.
Go ahead.
And it's affecting my life because I have to pay my rent of $1,000 and you're taking out money you should be taking out because I never even completed my order. You people just have my card number and I didn't order what you're taking out for. Completely wrong on every level.
All right, so this is for a facial cream and an eye serum. It was on a risk-free trial. The $6.95 is the shipping and handling. And in those terms, it explains that you're also enrolling in a discount. I'm sorry, in the it's a recurring shipment. So the $119.99 and $119.99, those are two different charges for two different products. But if you didn't make the request, we'll contact local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account. They'll verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. Do you think there's anyone else in your household that may have used your device?
I just have a roommate. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So you did not order the facial cream and eye serum. You were trying to order a different product?
When I was doing it, it said that the one stuff was free, and the only thing I signed up for was an eye serum for $49.95. It was supposed to be a one-time thing, not a consistent take out of my checking account for this stuff. And I never even sent that order through because I wasn't going to do it. And it's coming out, and I never had a confirmation of the order because I never completed the whole order.
Okay. All right. Let me take a look here. So the supplements were received on March 27th. A couple of days ago. All right. So let me see what I'm able to do to help you here.
Send you the products back. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not home right now, but I didn't even complete the order. It should have never went through.
All right. I can apply a 35% refund back to the last two charges. It Looks like this these may be valid charges, maybe a misunderstanding of the terms here, but I can apply that 35% refund. It takes about 3 to 5 business days.
Why is it 35%? I should be able to get 100% of my money back. When I signed up for that eye cream, I never even completed my order, and it was supposed to be $49.95, not $119.
Yeah. Right. I see that okay, so there's a vitamin C cream. It was declined for $43.85, and
I never ordered vitamin C cream.
All right, so this is a total mistake.
It was the free Botox serum that you were supposed to pay shipping on and an eye cream, but I never even followed through with an order. I never got a confirmation number. I never completed the order, so I shouldn't have been charged anything.
All right, yes, ma'am. One second. So anyway, I'll go ahead and the two products that you have already received, they are yours to keep and enjoy. There'll be no further charges. I've issued a refund for $119.99.
The $119.99, those are pending, and those I'm not paying for, and I want my credit card number.
I've issued a full refund for both of those products.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm super stressed. I got to pay $1,000 in rent today, and it's just fucking up my whole day.
All right, yes, ma'am. Now, it does take 3 to 5 business days for you to see those funds back in your account, but we'll go ahead and contact local authorities and provide them with the IP address. Go ahead and follow through with that investigation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I just want my card number off. I don't want to be sent anything else from you people.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Not a problem. Well, I have you all taken care of there. Is there anything else I can help you with?
There's nothing else that's going to be taken out of my account, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't even finish the order. That's what's so frustrating, because I wasn't going to do it, and now all of the stuff is coming out and it's not right.
All right,
shouldn't go through when I didn't complete the order. I never got a confirmation or nothing. All I did was put my credit card in, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. And then I went through anyways.
Okay.
And I never even completed the order.
All right. Not a problem. We have you all taken care of there. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.